This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
And I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Today, let's talk about the challenges facing local broadcasters. For example, this station being affiliated with NPR. So much NPR content, so many of their programs are available for podcast now, or you can find stories online. Why does someone choose to still turn to and support their local station? And this example applies to commercial TV or radio stations or even newspapers. Why turn to your local source when there are so many other places where you can get that national content? Any thoughts from either of you?
Well, I think that broadcasters have to vary their content that they offer online, maybe in a podcast, and when they broadcast. I think that's the only way that they're going to make sure that people are still paying attention to their original source, which is the broadcasting itself.
And, you know, I would agree, and I think of NPR. There are a number of programs that NPR does that are only available on podcast. And I know, for instance, I like one called Pop Culture Happy Hour. And it's not a radio program. It's not on. I mean, the people that are on the show are on other programs, but the podcast is kind of unique. And so I think it's a value added for NPR. And that's a way where there is kind of an enhancement, that they're using the podcast as an enhancement to the product. I still listen to NPR, actually every day, but I like to listen to the podcast when I'm working out or doing something out, walking the dog. And so I think they can be both. They can coexist. But obviously the key is to create that sense of a brand, that I know they're both NPR and I'm supporting it and I'm buying into that, that I'm part of the club, that NPR club.
But it's interesting you refer to it as you listen to NPR rather than you listen to Tri-State's public radio.
Right.
And that NPR brand is so strong. I mean, I sometimes get introduced as being our NPR reporter, and I don't work for NPR. Or sometimes somebody will link to one of our local stories and say, hey, this was on NPR. Well, it wasn't on NPR. It was on Tri-State's public radio. So is that a challenge for local stations such as Tri-State's public radio to get the support we need locally when people sort of group us in and think of of us as NPR?
Yes, definitely. I think that is the challenge for the local affiliates is to, and one thing I think that you have to your advantage is you have an easy to remember name. You're Tri-States. You're not a bunch of letters like a lot of the NPR affiliates around the country. You have a name that's easy to remember and to know what you are. You also have content that's unique to Tri-States, this show, other things that you can listen to online or via podcast. And so, I think the premise is still the same. The internet doesn't have to be competition. It can be an enhancement for the product. And you're right. I think the part of the thing, of course, is to constantly reinforce the name, though. And which you just did by correcting me, it's Tri-States. It's not NPR. And I think that's what Tri-States will continue to do and would have to do in this case is constantly reinforce that name to create that brand.
Yeah, and you know this as a fellow broadcaster, Jasmine, or, you know, having that broadcast background. When you're working at a station, you feel like we're saying the station name way too often.
Yeah.
Tri-States Public Radio, we're constantly saying that throughout the day. But that branding, you really need to reinforce that.
Yeah, you got to do that. A lot of stations will bookend where they will say their call letters or their station name before and after maybe an announcement and that kind of thing. It's just to remind listeners who they are. And, you know, this setting yourself apart from a national affiliation that's not unique to, you know, an NPR. I worked for a Fox affiliate and I've worked for an NBC affiliate. And a lot of times when I talk to people about my experience, they'll say, oh, you worked for Fox News. Like, I worked for the national affiliate. And a lot of people get really excited about that. Now, I worked for an affiliate in Las Vegas. I did not work for Fox News. So you're constantly, as a news director, as a reporter, as a producer, you're constantly trying to set yourself apart sometimes from that national affiliation, creating unique content so people remember who they're actually watching or who they're listening to. And that, I mean, not that you want to totally distance yourself, but you want to be, you want to engage your audience and have them know who exactly, you know, is bringing them that content.
And these ways of branding stations, Fox is another good example that's very easy to remember. For a long time, public radio was known as National Public Radio, and they made a conscious decision to constantly refer to themselves now as NPR. That's the branding. Same with us. We have four sets of call letters to read. If we keep reading all these W's, people forget who we are. You say Tri-States Public Radio, it's much easier to understand and hear, and hopefully easier to remember.
One question I have for you, do you find because some of the TV stations call themselves the Tri-State area, Tri-States, is there any confusion that comes in from that at all ever?
I've not come across that.
I know down in Quincy they do that.
I certainly hope no one confuses us for one of those local TV stations.
Yeah, you know, I've worked at a station before that they're Tri-States, you know, so that's not unique to just our area.
Sure.
A lot of stations will cover several states and then want to emphasize that. So, but yeah, I really think that engaging your audience and reminding them, you know, what you bring to the table is something that every station has to do all the time. And to not only get more people listening, but to really understand, you know, we are here for you and we are bringing you local news as opposed to some of the national offerings.
All right. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.